Today is September 17th, 2008. And many of you know that I was raised in a Church of God Holiness church. And I also attended a grade school, first through eighth grade, all except for fourth grade, that was Church of God Holiness. And I attended ninth grade through 12th grade, which was a Church of God Holiness high school. And it was a hyper-Arminian church. And Wesleyan in doctrine, free will. And I came out of that, and I attended a Nazarene church for a while, tried different churches, and ended up at the Unity Church. And Mark wants to talk a little bit this morning about
the Church of and Unity, dangers of Unity on the Plaza.
Okay, the church that we actually attended was Unity on the Plaza in Kansas City, but the Unity Movement, the headquarters, is at Lee's Summit, Missouri. Of course, we know that it's a worldwide movement. The Unity Movement came from Charles Fillmore, who was the founder of the movement, and he pretty much had read a lot of Mary Baker Eddy, the Church Science Movement, Christ Science Church. And so the Unity Church was a very much a metaphysical kind of a thing. And the Fillmores were denying many aspects of biblical theology. They denied evil. They denied a literal hell. They denied the aspect of the substitutionary work of Jesus Christ. And it was more about mind consciousness. And man being the determiner of his own destiny by his own thought processes. And everything that Unity taught was around the mental state of man. And Unity now has become a hodgepodge of anything you want, pretty much. If you go to the Unity School of Christianity and you go in one of their bookstores, you'll find literature all the way from Carl Jung to Freud to Eric Butterworth, who is one of their renowned pastors, Emmett Fox, and then you'll also see that they mirror a lot of what Norman Vincent Peale taught in his church, and he also recommends many of the Unity ministers on his website, including Fox and Butterworth and others. Emmett Fox and Butterworth have quite a following. Butterworth is one of Oprah Winfrey's gurus. She's a follower of Eric Butterworth. And Unity has a course called A Course in Miracles, and it's all about metaphysical consciousness of the human being. And it's the idea is that whatever you speak out of your mouth, that's going to happen to you. In other words, you are your own God. You're the preacher, you're the determiner of your own fate. It's a denial of election. It's a denial of predestination. It's a denial of the sovereignty of God and putting man on the throne. Unity also upholds the doctrine of reincarnation. Now, not all unit people that go to Unity believe in reincarnation, but I would say most do. Most of the ones that I talk to believed in reincarnation. Many of them believed that they had lived, you know, hundreds of lives. And so that means that the Church of Unity of Christianity, they call it, which is not Christianity at all, they also take on elements of the Eastern religions, which is Buddhism, Hinduism, and even some of the Asian religions. For an example, reincarnation springs out of Eastern mysticism and the Eastern religions. And then also the unity of Christianity, and I use that word lightly because it's not Christianity, but they also promote humanism. I'm sure that many of the pastors of Unity would uphold the Humanist Manifesto, which again is a treatise, an organization that upholds the exaltation of the creature. See, if man can do away with God and his accountability to God and make man a god, you know, Unity would say we're all gods, then there's no longer any responsibility for sin. There's no accountability. And it's a denial of the absolutes in our life. For an example, God's law is made of none effect. And so we find that many people that are involved in the Unity movement have done away with all of God's commandments. Thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not covet, thou shalt not bear false witness. In other words, if it feels good, do it. If you want to steal, if you want to lie, if you want to cheat your neighbor, if you want to commit adultery, if you want to have other gods, many gods before God, if you want to dishonor your parents, you know, that's a personal decision. That's your right. And see, that's what the Declaration of Independence is, a lie. This whole idea of the pursuit of happiness, all men are created equal and endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights, is a lie. All men are created, but all men are created and born in a state of original sin, which 90% of the theologians will say, well, we're born in the image of God. We're created in the image of God. No, we are not. Adam was created originally in the image of God, and Adam fell. And it's a denial. When somebody has out on their sign out in front of their church, we're born in the image of God, they're lying, because they're denying original sin and they're denying the fall. And the Unity Church of Christianity denies the fall. They deny original sin. They deny the virgin birth of Jesus Christ. They also deny, of course, the Trinity. They believe that man is his own Trinity and that he is his own God. And it depends on who you talk to. Many of the Unity people are more metaphysical than others. Some of them have gotten so involved in the metaphysical consciousness of being, they even get into the concept that God is in everything. You know, even in the butterfly, there's some part of God in the butterfly, so you can't step on the butterfly. Don't step on that ant, because you're going to be killing part of God if you step on that ant. And the other thing about unity is that they are very deceptive. You know, they will sing the Lord's Prayer every Sunday. They used to sing that down at Unity on the Plaza every Sunday. They would sing the Lord's Prayer. But then they would, their minister would tout something very, very differently. The Unity Movement is very supportive of the homosexual lifestyle. In fact, when we went to Unity Village on the plaza, in their bulletin, they announced Lambda, the love and men's boy lovers, or whatever it is. And one of the homosexuals got mad when they took it out of the bulletin one Sunday and yelled right from the choir that he was upset because they take Lambda out of the bulletin. That's where the denial of the law of God comes in, found in Romans 1 and 2. And they've been turned unto fables. God has turned them over. They worship the creature more than the Creator, which is God blessed forever. Amen. And so the whole Unity Movement is, I know this is probably an over, maybe an overgeneralization, but I'm saying this to make a point. It doesn't matter what you're lying about in the Word of God, whether it's about the sovereignty of God, whether it's about the Trinity, whether it's about the doctrine of original sin and the fall, the curse, or whether it's about predestination, election, all of those who lie about God's Word are in the same camp. And that's why I put the Arminians and the Unitarians in the same, very same camp, and the Roman Catholics. They're all in the same boat. Because they are denying the Word of God. Now, the ascetics part of religion comes into play, especially within the Unity Movement. They want to create a peaceful feeling of, in an environment by using candles, and they're big on using New Age movement with soft, mind-controlling kind of music that causes your mind to accept in a meditation state. They're strong on meditation and going into oneself and centering. They like to use the term centering. The problem is you're not focusing on the Lord Jesus Christ. You're focusing on your own consciousness and your own self. Candles, out-of-body experiences, phraseology like going to the light. Actually, what the Unity Church of the Unity Village and the Unity Movement is about Luciferian doctrine. They're worshiping another god, many, many pagan gods. And they're also into Mother Earth. And they talk about also synergizing the male and the female. And that, of course, comes from Carl Jungian thought and the yin and the yang. And they also talk about the mind states and the states of mind. And they try to incorporate, some of the Eastern religions into that, the aspect of karma, what is bad karma and good karma. And then they also want to talk about the physical and the mental and the subconscious and the conscious. And when they get into the subconscious mind, the subconscious states, they get into hypnotism, hypnosis, mind control. And a lot of this is self-induced, by the way, through meditation and centering. And really, it's channeling, because they are opening the mind to demon spirits. And so this whole movement is from Satan. You know, oftentimes people that get involved in these kind of movements, especially those who start these movements, had at one time knowledge of Orthodox theology and departed from it. Charles Finney is a good example. He came from a Presbyterian background, understood the sovereignty of God, but had the ultimate denial of it. And so the Unity Movement also is really strong on Mother Earth and talking about nature. And they're really into, I'm sure, probably many of the Unity people are into the Green Movement too. What I call the Al Goreites. Okay? But they're into, I call them the tree huggers. There's nothing wrong with being for God's world and for His environment. But it says they will worship the creature more than the Creator, who is God blessed forever. Amen. And that includes the worshiping trees and worshiping inanimate objects. You know, worshiping rocks and stones and plants. And also they're involved in they like elements of the Native American religion. There's a crossover there, because a lot of the pagan elements of the Native American religion are found in the Unity of Church of Christianity. And also they combine that with psychology. Psychological, I've said this before, the social sciences, especially psychology, is not a science. It's a pseudoscience. It has nothing to do with science. It has to do with feelings, emotions. The Unity School of Christianity is very much into interpersonal and intrapersonal relationships, as well as into feelings, sensitivity training, diversity training, and emotions. They're also into cultural anthropology and sociology and psychiatry, bringing all of those, I almost said the word disciplines together, but the psychiatry and psychology and sociology are not disciplines. They are primarily humanistic ideas that have been promoted by people like Charles Darwin and Dabney and other people who brought in this educational system in the United States in the first place. So it's a very evil, evil movement. And you know, those people that are endorsing Unity Church of Christianity are also oftentimes Darwinian. Actually, they deny creation. Now, many don't. There's so many different, like I say, it's a hodgepodge. You might get in a Unity Church, you might get, you know, of a 300 people, you'll get 250 different ideas of what is reality and what isn't reality. Reality is whatever you make it. Okay, it's whatever you dream up in your mind, and that's what the danger of it is. There's no black and white. It's all shades of gray. And they're also into colors really big time. You know, every color means something in unity. You know, green would stand, of course, for healing and for, you know, vitality. Purple would stand for spirituality. Red would stand for emotion and anger. Well, the problem is, we know the rainbow, right? The rainbow symbol that's placed on all the people's windows, you know, all over Kansas City, is all of the homosexuals. It's a sign of the rainbow. Now, the other thing is this peace and tranquility idea. Unity promotes this harmonic balance of all nations coming together under one umbrella and focusing on the meditation of peace. Jesus Christ tells us the opposite. He says, in the world you will have tribulation. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. I did not come to unify, I came to bring division. A mother against her mother-in-law, and a father, and a, you know, your children against the father, and so on. And unity is promoting and propagating something that is absolutely contrary to the Bible. There will be no peace on earth until the Lord comes back and the New Jerusalem coming down out of heaven prepared as a bride. That song that they sing around Christmas, the pagan holiday season, says, you know, and in despair I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said, for hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Very true. It does mock the song. And it mocks what unity teaches. And we are living in a fallen world. Nations shall rise against nations, kingdoms against kingdoms. And when they say peace and safety, there will be sudden destruction. And they will cry for the rocks and the mountains to fall upon them. Sounds a little different than what unity is teaching. The beautiful little classical music playing with the little incense burning in the background and the candles glowing. A little different in reality, and recognizing that the Bible says, put on the whole armor of God that you would be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, which they deny, by the way. The wiles of the devil. Well, the other thing is, of course, they have their own, all their own literature, and they take the Bible totally out of context to fit in with their scheme of things, just like the Arminians do. You know, I mean, we got a United Methodist Church up here in Cameron, and we were coming back home, and we looked over at the side on 36 Highway and saw a billboard of Jesus Christ laughing hysterically, and under it was the information about the United Methodist Church. Almost blasphemous to look at it. Well, that's exactly where the Unitarians are. And the Unity Church of Christianity, because they say that it's Father, Mother, God. They pray to Father, Mother, God. They deny the Godhead and replace it with a false concept of God, Father, Mother, God. They pray to Father, Mother, God. They want to remove all semantics and syntax related to gender and have a gender-free literature. So I guess they're going to have to put he-she on everything. Or she-he. He-she's? Going to be a bunch of he-she's. Well, I'm so thankful that God brought us out of the unity church of Satan. And I'm glad that he, you know, it was amazing. I was sitting down in a unity on the plaza during a noon, supposedly a prayer vigil, where everybody was sitting around in a circle holding hands doing the harmonic balance routine. And I can tell you, when I came out of that room, I went home, told my wife, I'm never going back to that place again. It's so evil. And Robert Schuller was very involved with the Unity movement. He would come out to the Unity Village when we were a part of that. And, of course, we know Norman Vincent Peale was very involved in it as well, as, of course, Peale was Schuller's mentor. So that's pretty much an overview of what it's all about. And Mark, do you have anything to add about your experiences at Unity and anything you'd like to warn the people about having been down there for as long as we were?
No.
You don't have anything to say
no.
about it?
No.
Okay. Your feeling is that it's evil, right?
Yeah.
And is everything I said pretty much true?
Yes.
You don't see anything that I've slanted anything?
No.
Okay, well, I want to make sure that I've given it a fair representation of what it is. Father, we pray that you would take this discussion about Unity Church of Christianity and help people to understand that it has nothing to do with Christian and it is satanic. And that they would go about exposing the Unity Church and its false doctrines, we pray in Christ's name. Amen.